prime sponsor, Seattle's Reuven Carlyle, frames this bill as an essential element in pushing Washington toward a future based on wind, solar, and hydropower.
We know that we can move toward a renewable energy economy in a dramatic fashion that recognizes the unique nature of our state. California is moving forward, Hawaii is moving forward, states all over the country, and we have the entrepreneurial energy to build the kind of renewable energy economy that the people of the state will support.
The bill would require the state completely remove coal from its electricity grid by 2025. It sets emissions goals that would discourage the building of new natural gas-fired plants, and it would set a 2045 deadline for the state to move its entire electric grid to renewable energy sources. At Thursday's hearing, the measure received support on several levels. First, for its environmental thrust, from government officials who have implemented climate regulations in their localities, and from representatives of environmental groups. Clifford Traceman from Washington Conservation Voters argued the bill is only one piece needed to reverse the effects of climate change.
There are bills in front of this committee that are going to deal with the building environment and other areas where you can deal with climate change, and certainly in the transportation arena. There's a whole host of issues that are important to deal with the transportation sector. This is an electricity sector policy that is one critical piece to trying to meet our greenhouse gas emission targets.
The bill also received a thumbs up from labor representatives, such as Neil Hartman from the Washington Building and Construction Trades Council. Their members are optimistic about the potential for tens of thousands of good-paying jobs.
We think that some measure of labor standards language that would promote the use of Washington construction workers in the development of these facilities that would be used to meet the 100% clean goals would allow us to create that just transition component that has been discussed for some years now.
Representatives from utilities are wary about how the changes mandated by the bill would affect their operations. John Rothlin, representing Avista, said the utility would work with the sponsors to make it a policy that works for his company.
This is a transformational change that it is not without risk and challenges. We'll be seeking a number of considerations, maintaining reliability and costs, which we heard a lot about, of course, being paramount. More than 85,000 Avista customers in Washington are at or below the 200% of the federal poverty level, so we're very sensitive to rate impacts.
It's worth noting that Avista supported a City of Spokane measure that sets emissions goals. But the company worries about its ability to meet a goal for a 100% clean electricity grid as mandated by this bill. Other utilities express the same concern. One other provision mentioned often, the bill extends by 10 years a sales tax exemption for companies that buy equipment needed to manufacture large renewable energy projects. Allison Arnold from Solar Installers of Washington asked that also be applicable to companies that build smaller projects.
After all, it is small-scale solar that constitutes more than 3/4 of the solar capacity installed in our state today.
The main sponsor, Senator Reuven Carlyle, hopes to move the bill quickly. He says he'll take suggestions for changes and tweak the bill by Tuesday. He hopes to release an amended version then and look to move the bill out of committee by next Thursday. Thanks to TVW for the sound in this story. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.